Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah! Welcome to the College Pick'em Show, kids! Championship week. We're down to it. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch. Get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Friday night, D'Anthony, is going to be glorious. It all starts then. I love that they moved one of these championship games to Friday nights. Not only can I gamble on it, but I can get my dick hard because it's actually going to affect who's going to make the playoffs.
Well, there's actually three Friday games.
There sure is, but one of them, D'Anthony, can tell you who's getting in, who's sliding through that back door there, you know? And that's the one I'm most concerned about. And that's what I like about these games. That's the fact that it means something. We're going to put a big game on a Friday night in prime time, and it's going to be for all the marbles. Because let's face it, the game on Friday is the Pac-12. They never get enough love just simply because they're on the West Coast, and most of the shit is at 10:30 on the East Coast. So this is their time to shine. Is this in Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, it's not probably not great that it's at 5 p.m. local time.
For them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a weird time to play a football
sure
game.
Sure is. It sure is, but for us, it's fun. Look, as always, kids, we go through last week's hits and misses, and then we'll get to the championship week here. I only bet one game last week. We all know what that was. No need to hash it. We talked about it on a Monday morning recap. No need to rehash it on that one. But there was a lot of upsets that led to this week's games here, and Clemson, out. They're gone. Ohio State still in. It appears they're at number 5. What time is that CFP show tonight? This will be the first time I actually tune in live to watch this fucking thing. It's usually at, what, 8, I think, Eastern?
Yeah, I think it's at 7 Central.
Okay. So I'm going to tune into this thing tonight to watch it because this will tell you who's got a realistic shot to get in. Whoever 5 and 6 are will actually matter tonight because if 3 and 4 lose, they're gone. I think 1 and 2 stay, don't you? No matter if they lose.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Losing to Purdue would be pretty bad, but I think, yeah, probably. But I think
Michigan stays at 4, though. If they lose to Purdue.
It would be hard for Michigan to get out, I think.
That's what I think. And Georgia, too.
But if TCU loses by 1 point, why would they slip out of the top 4?
I don't think they should. Loses by 1 point to a top 15 team. Yeah. And they have a, no offense to Ohio State, resume.
They got 5 ranked wins.
Strength of schedule is about 20 points higher than Ohio State's. I do think Ohio State's the more talented team.
Right. But let's get into that.
Please finish your food, Rob.
Yeah. Finish your food real quick. But before we do, let's get into that because it seems like, according to the committee at least, and this is what I've said all year long and that we've bickered about back and forth, they hate the Big 12 just as much as I do. And the consensus seems to be from the committee that if they lose this game, they're out of there. Do you think that happens even in a 1 point loss to Kansas State?
Here's the question.
Probably.
Is a 1 point loss to Kansas State with that resume worse than a 20 point loss to Michigan? Neutral field for TCU's loss. At home for Ohio State's loss.
Sure. So I'll go back to last year because we do have a case study on this. So Alabama beat the shit out of Georgia by 30 points. It just happened last year. And the committee looked at it and said, all right, that's the number 1-2 team in the country. You're in. We're going to slide in Alabama or, I'm sorry, Georgia at 3 or 4? What did they end up in last year?
By the way, no, Alabama beat Georgia 41-24. So by less than 20 points. By 15, they won by 17 points.
So you're 17, 22, who gives a shit, right?
That was also a conference championship.
Bro. Right. But this essentially was too, because let's face it, the Big Ten, was it West? Is dog shit. That it doesn't count. Like, I think they should switch to one thing and just go off of records. I heard that's what the SEC is going to do when Texas and Oklahoma join, just go off of the top two teams. And they got in. So I think, just based on what we've seen, and we'll find out tonight where these rankings are, I think that's probably the case, but do you think that's the right decision, Dan?
I don't think it's going to matter because I don't think TCU is going to lose.
What about USC?
Probably not.
Okay.
But we'll see when I know I don't think that's right. I think TCU is how do you say this team is better on paper? No, I don't give a fuck about paper. How you play on the field is what matters, mm-hmm. right? And Ohio State has had trouble all year.
Yes.
Beating people.
Well, they never lost a game by 10 points. The problem is their injuries. And so to me, if I'm the committee, God damn it. I mean, you almost make a call and say, hey, dude, are any of these fucking people coming back for you? Because that would make a difference. If they're not, like if Jackson Smith and Jigma is just going to the draft like Bosa did that year that you and I were there. Because you and I got to, we were there. We're on the sidelines. He said, I'm done for the year. I'm out of here. And he walked. He has never physically said that or personally. And his mom said, look, he would come back for the CFP if he makes it. Do you make that call and say, hey, dude, are your guys coming back? Like, what's the fucking story? And I don't know that answer.
I don't know that it needs to get that far. I mean, five ranked wins are five ranked wins. Mm-hmm. Unless TCU gets embarrassed, they're in my opinion, even if they lose.
Okay.
I think that's how it should be. I don't know if it will be that way. I mean, if you...
what's the point total that would be enough for you to say they're out?
I mean, in an individual game, I don't think it matters, to be honest. I don't think it'll be a blowout, but even if it wasn't a close game, Ohio State got blown out by Michigan.
Well, sort of. The last two touchdowns were in what, the last 3 minutes of the game, so
don't let up those touchdowns.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you mean, well? Like don't let up those touchdowns.
It was an 86 yarder and an 85 yarder.
Yeah, like, but style points were still on the line and Ohio State tucked its tail between its legs and gave up.
That matters.
At the end, right?
Sure. I think there's too much. Look, there's 17 draft picks on that team. I think this is the committee, by the way, not me. I think the committee will put them in. That's my guess.
I mean, ultimately, I think what the committee wants more than fairness is
ratings.
To put on a good show.
Yes.
Which is, you know, I'm not sure they were thrilled about Cincinnati making it to the CFP last year, but their performance in the first round was pretty good. As a matter of fact, their defense played at an elite level, even in the CFP. Championship game.
And that's the difference. Like, I think if it, like with Ritter, for example, he blew that game, in my opinion. I think it was coaching. Ohio State, I think it was coaching. The players did pretty goddamn well for what they had. It was the coaching in that fucking game that blew it for him. Now, I'm with you. I thought that was an entertaining game. And if Ritter plays well, shit. Who knows what would have happened in that fucking game, right? Now, with TCU... Where are the ratings there for you? And I think that will matter. I think the star power will matter. But it will. Money. It's all this shit is all about money at the end of the day.
It is just a TV show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I get it from that perspective. I mean, to get the perfect scenario would be Michigan, Ohio State, USC, and Georgia, right?
For ratings.
As things stand right now, because those are the largest fan bases that are really in contention. But TCU took care of business.
Yeah.
All season. They have five ranked wins.
Yep.
And five ranked wins and one ranked loss still has them in better position than any other team in the country.
Right.
Except for Georgia and Michigan, who are undefeated. But I think, to be honest, I think they're still like Georgia and Michigan didn't play anybody this year.
Right.
Especially Michigan. Like their wins are against Penn State, who, come on, man. Penn State is a decent mid-tier team, but they're not going to beat a fucking contender. And Ohio State, who they fucking handled. So good. They did it once. This is basically a Clemson season where they beat one of the other good teams in the ACC, like if it's North Carolina or somebody like that, and then win their game against Notre Dame.
And a lot of people are saying that with Georgia as well, where you have the Tennessee game, right, which is essentially Michigan's Ohio State game in that. And then the rest of them didn't end up ranked at the end of the year. Look, Georgia's been the best team all year, so if they lose by 40, they're still in it, probably four, in my opinion. Michigan as well. I mean, Purdue is awful, but even if they lose by 20,
I mean, there aren't going to be if USC loses, that's two losses for them.
They're out. out with two losses. Yeah,
but. You look down the AP rankings right now. I know the CFP rankings might come in a little differently than this, but there's no way that Georgia, Michigan, and TCU can regress to the level of Ohio State or Alabama or or even I guess Tennessee, right? Because those are all two lost teams. At worst, these teams are going to lose one game.
Right. And we do have precedent for this with the committee as well, actually with an Ohio State team that had two losses. And they were right on the cusp on the outside looking in. And ultimately, the committee said, no, you have two losses. We don't care how many fucking NFL players you have. Yeah. You have two losses, you're out.
And I do really, one thing that really sucks about this too is like, you're essentially being penalized for playing an extra game that you that you're only playing because you won so much.
Yeah. This is almost like a friendly in soccer terms, right?
Right.
Like this shouldn't, I don't know that the conference championship should affect your ranking unless the other teams not in conference championship games have something at stake, and they don't.
Yeah.
Ohio State has nothing at stake. They're just hoping that
one of those
TCU
two teams
or
loses.
Fucking USC
yeah.
loses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, that's how it is sometimes. You don't always have, at this point in the season in any sport, you don't always control your own destiny.
No, and you do have these teams on the outside looking in, and that's what it is.
But I don't think a whole lot of people are going to be making the case that TCU is a better overall football team than Ohio State either.
No.
Right?
No.
But, it's the best team doesn't always win. The team that plays the best wins.
Or the healthiest.
Right.
Or
no one.
Yes.
Or no that's one. The best yep. coached or whatever.
100%. Like the Raptors won the fucking NBA championship. because there was a bunch of injuries on the other teams, and hey, sorry, man, that's what happens.
Yeah.
COVID, that's what happens. Sorry, dude. Yeah, you got to play under these conditions, and you do what you do.
What were you saying, Bob?
No one penciled the Mets into the World Series, right?
Like, right. I mean, right. But quickly around the horn, because we got Dan's answer. We'll start with you, Bob, first, since you got the mic. Do you think TCU or USC loses?
Man, it's so close. TCU could seriously lose. Like, I'm leaning TCU wins just because this is probably the biggest game in program history since they got fucked out of the BCS championship.
No, make no mistake. This is the biggest game in the history of their program. It is. Because if they win, they are in the playoffs,
yeah.
And that has never happened. And let's face it, the Big 12.
Well, they're close.
But Big 12 overall has only had one team get into the playoffs. Since the inception of the playoffs, one team, and it's Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. This would be the only other team from the Big 12 to ever make it. So that's a big deal, man. This is a massive game, and do they fold underneath that pressure is what I wonder, because Kansas State has nothing to fucking play for. They don't give a shit. They're not going anywhere.
It'd be a pretty big chip to knock off a top five team and also stop TCU from
yeah. Well, do they yeah. well, do they actually go to a Big Six bowl game? Yeah, they do.
You take it for granted because you root for Ohio State.
No. I forgot they actually get into a big New Year's Six game, right?
But even just flying the banner of a conference championship, yeah. Like that is not an easy thing to win, especially if you are
correct.
A middle class program like Kansas State is.
No, it's still a big deal in the Big Ten. I misspoke there. That's correct.
I mean, if Kansas State wins this game, they probably go up to 7 or 8.
Yeah.
They're a top 10 team if they win.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
And that's another thing that middle class programs like extremely value. Like you talk about that top 10, top 5 finish for decades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Delco? Do you think one of these teams loses on Saturday?
So I told you I already took USC to win the Natty at 12-1.
Yep.
Put $200 there. So I don't think USC is going to lose. However, I do think, not because TCU is going to choke or slip up or anything, but I do think Kansas State's actually pretty good. And I think Kansas State might sneak this out. So I think TCU could lose.
Are they in Jerry World? Is that what the neutral site is?
I think so.
Do I have to show up in Ohio State here? To fuck to Jerry World? We've got a box there. Oh, that's fine. I wonder if there'll be any other fans there. We'll find out.
I will say this for TCU.
Yeah,
they don't have a massive fan base necessarily.
No,
but
they
don't. This will be a home game, more or less.
Well,
this is about 30 minutes from their campus. They're playing this game.
It is, but Ohio State did play them. Dan and I were there for that TCU game. Man, there was about...
That's different, though.
500 people there.
What was it? Early season, right? It was the opening week?
Or it was week three. Yeah, week three.
So it was an early season non-con against a not that good TCU team, probably.
They were good. They were ranked. They were a good team.
Yeah, but what did they finish?
I don't know. They had a really good quarterback and a great running or a great wide receiver. And later in the season, I know the quarterback got hurt. He was a dual threat guy. You can look it up from whatever year that was.
2018.
They finished 5-7.
Yeah, but there was two injuries that were key. They had a really good running back that fucking torched.
That was 2019. Never mind. Let me look.
Yeah, what was his name, dude?
Was 2018?
Yeah, 2018.
I remember they had a really good quarterback, a really good running back, and a good wide receiver. And I remember thinking to myself, I was like, shit, if they had anything other than that.
TCU opened the season 16th.
They finished
7-6.
Yeah. Okay. I believe their quarterback got injured later.
Sean Robinson was his name.
Right. He transferred to Mizzou and was terrible.
Was he really?
He was awful.
He was good there, though. That kid could fucking truck.
Darius Anderson was their running back. He's not really played much in the NFL.
No.
Actually, he's not.
Not in. I don't think he's in the NFL, yeah.
No, he's on Houston's roster, but he's on the IR.
Okay.
And then Jalen Reagor was there.
That's receiver. It. Jalen Reagor. That's the guy. God damn.
Not very good.
Well, that's your boy, dude.
Not in the NFL so far.
Who drafted him?
I'm
kidding. Yeah, it was Philly, the Eagles.
But he's on Minnesota's team now.
Yeah, he is. He is. That was your first round pick, right? Reagor. He was good. He was good in that game, dude.
Yeah, we picked him before Jefferson.
He's kind of an undersized slot receiver that wasn't fast enough to play that position in the NFL.
He was good in college, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw him. He was good.
The seasons that he's played, he's like maybe 300 yards season.
Yeah. He's just.
You need guys like that on your team. But
he's a body. He's an extra body there, and that's fine. But other than that, college football wise, crazy weekend. Clemson is out, like we said. Bama's got the two losses. I don't think they're getting in there.
I don't know.
Everything else kind of decided it. Well, we'll find out tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
but if you're just going based on the past of committees, they've never had a two loss team get in. So.
I mean, Bama's not going to be in the top four tonight, but
we'll see if they're five though, right? Because if they're six,
they're going to be six, just like the AP poll. And Tennessee is going to be seven, even though Tennessee put the
lost their quarterback.
It doesn't matter; they still beat Alabama.
Right. So would they be ahead of Bama tonight?
They should be, but they won't be.
Okay.
It'll be just like it is in the AP poll. Georgia, Michigan, TCU, USC, Ohio State, Alabama, Tennessee.
All right, so let me pose this question to you. If USC, let's say USC and TCU both lose, does Bama and Ohio State get in, or both of those guys out? Is a two-loss USC team out over in Alabama?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
But a one-loss TCU team, Alabama should not take that spot. I don't think Ohio State should either. I think TCU should still be in if they lose.
But then who's the fourth team then?
Georgia, Michigan, TCU. And if USC loses, then it would be maybe Ohio State,
okay.
I guess.
Gotcha.
Maybe Alabama. I don't know.
No, I would put Ohio State in over two-loss Alabama.
It's two losses. Nothing you can do.
What if the spoiler makers just come out and roll Michigan?
That'd be pretty funny.
Still think they're in, though.
Michigan would be four.
Four, yeah. I think they would move to four in that.
But Purdue doesn't have anything to gain, so you're going to see a two-way movement. You know what I mean? You're just going to see Michigan drop to
right. I'm not saying Purdue's going to be in. I'm going to say Purdue.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say they do that random Iowa-Ohio State game where they just can't
boat race. And they do it. They do it occasionally. Look, Purdue is always good for one spoiler game every year. I don't really know why, but they've certainly done it in the past, so we'll see. I think that's the night game.
That would be really good news for TCU because that two slot is a lot better than the three slot.
If Georgia loses earlier in the day, does Michigan throw their game so they don't have to play Georgia opening round of the CFP?
Michigan wants Georgia.
First up? You think first up? That's the first game they won or the last game?
I mean, I would take the bad news first, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If you win that game, then frankly, it seems unlikely that USC or TCU could beat Michigan to me.
I don't know that TCU's beating any of those teams.
USC would have the better shot because they can boat race, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
they
can't play defense. I mean,
they have no defense.
Michigan would run all over them.
Yeah, I mean, look at the way I look at it is Georgia handles USC, no problem. USC is basically like a lesser version of Tennessee in terms of offense.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm just going to keep fucking saying this until they play each other. Michigan is a bad matchup for Georgia this year. The roles are reversed.
Yeah. If Corum is healthy, for sure. But it's a big if there, and we'll see if he can come back. In the meantime, as always, again, we are brought to you by our title sponsor, MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You know, Daddy's going to have a lot of money on these games this weekend. Cleaned up in the NFL. Took him to the fucking cleaners. Sorry, my bookie. I was perfect last week. And I don't feel bad because you took my Ohio State money. So fuck off with that. Good to go. But if you're at home, it's, the holidays are here. You're bored, dude. It's fun throwing some money on these games. Spreads are tight. Championship weekend. Let's fucking go. Go to mybookie.com and use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. Now, if you want to go to any of these games, go to DRINKINGBROSTICKETS.com. Same as StubHub, 10 bucks cheaper. You're good to go, and you can go to all these games. And tickets are cheap for some of these. First up, on Friday, we've got a fucking noon Central game on Friday here. I like that. I don't know why they're doing it. People still get to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a holiday, right?
Well, it's Akron and Buffalo.
So what?
And it's in Buffalo, and it's I don't think anybody's taking time off work to Bulls. Watch this game.
Yes, they are. Let's go Bulls, dude. Horns up. Let's go Bulls. This is Buffalo minus 11.5.
This is for the MAC Conference Championship.
Sure is, dude.
And Akron is 2-9.
Yep.
And Buffalo is 5-6.
Time for some MAC-tion.
This is horseshit.
Let's go.
This
dude.
Is a game that should not be happening.
Oh, it sure should. Sure should. And they put this on in prime time. 1 o'clock. We sure there's no holiday on Friday, Bob? Not a Jewish holiday or anything?
I love if what they're doing here is some sort of March Madness situation with conference championships.
Yeah.
You know, just get some dinky, get games out the Friday.
And guess whose dick is still hard because I got something to gamble on. Like, again, I've said this a million times on this show. I don't like mediocrity. I don't like mediocre football unless I can gamble on it. Then I can get into it. I'll put money on this. It's the middle of the day. We'll be doing France Press probably right around then. Mm-hmm. We'll have this game on in the background here at the office. People would be smoking weed, drinking hard AF seltzers. Let's fucking go, dude.
I believe we have a very special guest on Friday.
Do we really?
This Friday, yeah.
Who is it? Do I know?
We won't be going live with it, but Michelle Tafoya.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Right. God damn, dude. I didn't know that. I didn't look at the schedule yet. It's great. Is she on France Press or just Drinker Bros? Great.
I mean, we could do either.
Fuck yeah. Jared doesn't know anything about sports. Kidding me?
She doesn't just talk about sports, though.
No, I know. But Tafoya, dude, I want the fucking stories.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. That's great. All right. Akron, Buffalo, 11.5. I don't know anything about these teams, full disclosure. And I don't need to, Dan. I know that it's a game on at noon Central here and on a Friday, and I want something on it. I want something on in the background. I'll throw a polite hunch on this. The over-under is 55.5. I have bet on Buffalo in the past. And I'm going simply off of past performances, and they usually score a fuck ton of points. I'm going to take this down to 47.5, and I'm going to take Buffalo down to 4.5.
Is Buffalo playing for bowl eligibility here? Because they'll be 6-6.
Sure will.
And they'll be 5-3 in their conference if they win this game.
Yeah, if they win this game and they get to their sixth win,
yeah,
that would make them bowl eligible.
They might be, shit, what would that put them in? The Ford Fiesta Bowl?
Ford Fusion. Something stupid for sure.
Yeah.
And you kind of hope if you're a Power 5 team that's like 6-6, 7-5, that you don't get stuck with a G5 team in your bowl like that.
Yeah. This means a lot to people. It means a lot to people.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're Power Conference team now.
No, they're not. They just switched. There was a lateral move there. It was a lateral move. Fickle got the fuck out of there just in time. I know you're probably not touching this, right?
Mm-mm.
No, no. Next up, this is a Texas rivalry game.
The Cunts versus UTSA.
North Texas? Why are they Cunts?
It's the University of North Texas, UNT. And a couple years ago, I think it was 2014, they put out a coffee mug in their store, and it was the C from the goddamn coffee mug handle. Like, how does that pass muster? You see a mock-up before it gets printed.
Yeah,
maybe
sure
they
do.
Looked at it with the thing
there
on the
is,
other
right
side.
There. Boom, put it up right on screen. Yeah. Right there. Oh,
but if you
so great.
If you flip it around, obviously it's not that.
Right.
But somebody at some point had to fucking look at it. You can see the floor.
I think they did it on purpose.
You can see the floor there. That's definitely the student fucking library, or the student store,
it's
the
great.
Fucking bookstore.
It's great.
So,
big fan.
It's funny, so I'll probably bet on them, I guess.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I will go, put them.
UTSA is actually pretty good. But
I know.
8.5 points, good. I don't know. This is going to be a shootout.
Put them in a teaser, brother.
It's at 68.
Drop that down to 1.5, and let's go UTSA. They're 10-2. They cover.
I love that
same,
over-under.
Same, let's go. It's 68 for that over-under, dude. Why not? Where's this at? San Antoine?
Yeah, it's a home game for UTSA.
Do we go to this? I mean, damn, dude. Do we do a live show for
Friday? No. No, thanks. I really don't want to go to the Alamo Dome.
Oh, boy, is that where that's at?
Yep.
That's one of the grossest stadiums I've ever been to in my life. The grossest stadiums.
Good for fights when they close down half of it, but yeah.
Even then, it's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Next up, here we go. Now we got some skin in the game.
Wait, so you're going to take this down to 61 and take the over?
No, I'm going to take this down to 1.5 and then tease it with the Buffalo game. I'm going to do that because I'm also going to put... I'll do a big teaser card. If you're not in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, subscribe. All the bet slips that I make in real life are on there so you can actually see and then say that I'm a loser or a winner, which you called me both last weekend. But let's face it, 12 for 12 in the NFL. Go fuck yourself. I missed one college game, God damn it. Utah versus USC. This is in Vegas. Now, got the Mormons in Vegas. It's not going to affect them. They're not going to be out partying. USC, they're going to be out, dude. Caleb Williams is famous now. He's going to be getting his dick sucked, dancing in the videos, laughing.
I don't know. I think who's going to be more distracted by what's going on in Vegas, people who are sheltered or people who live in LA?
I think they probably stay off the strip if they're Mormon, right? Probably put them in a Holiday Inn or something.
There's a lot more trouble to get into in Vegas than on the strip. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could get into some side shit.
Like go to Fremont.
Yeah.
And you can pretty much get whatever you want down there.
Sure.
Midgets.
Man, there's this hot midget that keeps popping up on Instagram. It's strange, man. I didn't know. And then they showed the rest of her body. And I was like, oh, fuck.
You know.
Yeah.
I've
never fucked a midget.
Don't kink shame. But yeah, this is. It's hard to beat a team twice in a season. That is true.
It is.
Utah is just a weird team.
They are, man, and like
very unpredictable.
They've been hit and miss this year. I don't think they've been very good. They played the best they could possibly play against USC. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. There was a really bad roughing the quarterback call in the first half. It would have changed that game and put USC up by 3 scores and they would have smashed them. I don't think USC loses twice to the same team. I think they're pretty locked in. And I think they go into the playoffs. I think Caleb Williams is the Heisman Trophy winner. Therefore, I will take USC in this game at -3.
Does this game count for Heisman stats?
Yes.
So it's still technically a regular season?
Sure is.
Yeah, I mean, he could 3 touchdown passes and he'll tie for the lead in the nation.
Stroud?
Stroud and some dude from Houston.
Okay.
That would probably put him over the top, you would think, right?
He's already won it, in my opinion. This is just fucking bonus points at this point. Tickets are only $100 if you're there. I'm going to take USC -3. The more intriguing thing, too, is the over-under 67. Look, I can't remember a game of USC scoring under 40 points in a long time. Even Notre Dame, who's got a decent defense, they still put up 38 in that game last week. Mm-hmm. And against Utah, if you remember this last game, fuck, man, what was it? 45-42. I mean, it was something gnarly. 45-42 or 48-45 or something like that in this last game. I'll look it up here real quick.
Williams wants to put a stamp on this season, though.
I agree.
Utah won 43-42.
43-42. All right. So that's 77 points in that
Utah.
One. In Utah.
Yeah.
And Utah, that's not a great place to play. This is a track meet here for these kids. So, yeah, I think they cover this over, and I'm taking the over as well.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it down to 60, but.
Because even what's the worst of this? 38-30, you still win that fucking game? Like, I think you're fine.
I can't imagine either coach here, certainly not USC, but I can't imagine either coach is going into this game thinking, yeah, we just got to play good defense and we'll win.
Right.
Because that's just not going to work.
Well, they don't have defenses there. And I think
Utah's okay. USC's defense is okay, but neither one of them are going to be able to lock down the other team.
So, I'm going USC and I'm going the over here, and that'll be in all the things on Friday. Obviously, I'll be watching this game very close. Very close, USC. I'll be watching it very close. Unless the CFP comes out with some fuckery tonight. Next up, it's the other big one of the weekend. This will decide it, kids. Kansas State against TCU at Jerry World. That is a noon game Eastern 11 a.m. Central. Now, that's a big deal here for TCU because that's an early fucking game, dude. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get going that early in the morning for college kids and shit. You and I got to see Texas, Alabama here. Whenever it's a massive game like that, you already can't sleep as it is. For a game like this, you're on the bus at fucking 6 a.m. going to the fucking stadium, man. They got boned in this, in my opinion. I don't know why they put this early. This should have been the night game, in my opinion. If you're going to go a noon game, go Michigan against Purdue, where it's going to be a blowout. Like, who fucking cares? Not this game, because this spread is 2.5 for minus 2.5 for US or for TCU, and then the over under is 62 in this game. Who do you got, D'Anthony?
I'll take TCU.
Okay.
At 2.5.
All right. I am taking Kansas State in this game. I know that's a huge shock because I've been such a big TCU supporter all year, but Kansas State is nothing to live for. I mean, look, why not? Why not be the top team in the country, go to a Big Six game, and that's it? Because I think, now that we've talked about this and chatted about this earlier, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys back there, if Kansas State wins this game, not only is TCU out of the playoffs because they're at 4, so they would be gone. Well, actually, I'm sorry, they're at 3. And we'll see how close it is, I guess, when we get to the final thing. But even if they fell out and lost this game, they still wouldn't go to a Big Six game, right? Because it would be Kansas State. They're the conference champions.
They'd be an at-large.
They would be an at-large berth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, gotcha. I didn't know if they were still doing that shit. Are they? All right. All right. I'm taking TCU. And I'm taking the points here.
Wait, you said you were taking Kansas
State. I'm sorry. I'm taking Kansas State. I'm taking the 2.5. And then this will also be in all the teasers. And I'll take this up to 9.5 as well. Check in for those cards. And I'm going to take this over down to 55. I think there's too much pressure. It's been a big year for TCU.
There was a lot of pressure the last couple of weeks, actually.
It was.
A lot of pressure going into Baylor, and they fucking close, but they won that game. A lot of pressure in the Texas game. They won that game. And
close game again.
Yeah, but they won.
They did. How many times can a team do it?
Well, it's a good sign if a team wins close games. It means all the little things it takes to win a game, they're not making mistakes on. They don't have coaches letting the clock run like Jeff Saturday did last night.
He did it 2 weeks ago with the field goal. No, that was dumb.
They did that on purpose.
But it's a dumb move. Like, throw it out of bounds.
If it's dumb and it works, is it really dumb? You don't give the other team the opportunity to set up their fucking block unit. That's why he did it.
I wouldn't do it.
And it worked to perfection.
It did, but I wouldn't do it.
But you're not getting stupid penalties late in the game that cost you stuff, which the Colts did that last night as well. We'll get to that tomorrow. But yeah. Winning close games is a good sign.
Okay.
I think.
And I don't think... Look, having gone and seen TCU in this exact stadium, home field is not going to matter here. What's the Kansas State fan base like, Bob?
If it's in...
It's in Arlington. There's a good amount of Midwesterners that live in the DFW area. They'll probably have a fine crowd. TCU's going to outnumber them for sure. Mm. I mean, you were at a fucking K-State bowl game last year.
Yeah, how was that?
They're pretty rowdy. They beat LSU. They were a full force.
Were they really? Houston, it was packed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, was that in Missouri or somewhere?
No, it was in Houston. Houston. Yeah.
Okay.
Houston.
Texas is a big immigration, whatever you want to call it, spot for the Midwest. Mm-hmm. A lot of both. It goes from north and south.
Kidding.
A lot of Midwesterners come here after college, shit like that. So there's a lot of Big 12 alumni in Texas.
All right, I'm going to go with Delco. If they travel like that, let's rock. Let's go Kansas State. I'm rooting for it anyway. Who cares? Next up, Toledo, the Battle of Ohio.
Now, this is the MAC championship game, so this Akron-Buffalo game must be a makeup.
Yeah, it must be a make-em-up game.
It was probably, were they supposed to play last week and they couldn't because Buffalo got
they got snowed out. They got snowed out. Right. This is the MAC time for some action here. This is Toledo against Ohio. Great place to go for Halloween. That's what they're known for, by the way. They have a huge Halloween party. Fucking shit gets wild there. This is Toledo minus 2.5. Eesh. Toledo's fucking gritty, dude. I don't bet this game.
I mean, Toledo is the lesser team, but they're favored. Maybe because it's closer to a home field game for them. I don't know.
It's not. It's in Michigan. Well, that's a Toledo's right next. Toledo's about 30 minutes from this stadium. Yeah, so.
And Ohio University is quite a bit farther.
It is. Yeah, it's a good 3.5-4 hour.
But it's
drive.
Not that much farther. That I don't know.
It's 3.5. And look, it's not like OU's got a fucking massive student body. Mm. So you're lucky to get 30,000-40,000 people this game tops. I'm not betting it.
I can't find an injury report or anything.
I'm not betting this fucking game.
This is not real.
No. You can get tickets for $13 on drinkingbrostickets.com if you're interested in going. If you're in the Detroit area and want to risk your house getting robbed while you're there, feel free. Next up, Coastal Carolina against Troy. The men of Troy. -8.5 in this one. Swing this over to Bob and Delco. This is your world here. Where do you go with this? Coastal versus Troy.
We don't know if McCall's playing for Coastal yet.
Okay.
He's been out since, I believe, November 2nd.
Mm. Even you guys sending up prayers.
Even if he comes back, is it going to be a big? Is he going to be in sync enough for it to be a needle mover? You think?
We'll see. But I think Coastal will probably still cover.
Oof. We'll take a look at this one later.
Didn't they get blown out by 40 last week?
JMU, because the game didn't matter.
Yeah, it's true. Because the JMU can't do anything, right? They have their arms and legs tied down, and in the back of a trunk. It's a real Kaylee Anthony game. Next up, we got LSU against Georgia at 3:00 here. Look, this would have been fun until LSU got their butts waxed last week.
I still think this is going to be a fun game to watch.
Do you think so? Yeah. So the spread is -17.5. What do you do here? It's a home field. It's a home field for
it's
Georgia.
It's 17.5.
It is, yeah.
So I go up to 24.5 LSU.
Okay.
I'm not like Georgia. Georgia doesn't really run the score up that much.
They don't. And they haven't really covered lately. Yeah. I mean, they're. And look, all that great last week or the week before. I'm with you. I tease this up to 24.5, and I fuck with LSU. Same thing, LSU. What do they? What do they have? Go fucking yard. Do all the things.
Like, I mean,
you can't get in to the CFP. You've already lost that. So why not go all in and try to beat Georgia the same way you beat Alabama?
LSU is pretty one dimensional with Jaden Daniels. I mean, he gets all their running touchdowns and all their passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Georgia's pretty good at neutralizing people, one-dimensional teams like that.
Right. So I'm in on this. I'm in on LSU plus 24.5. I teased this up, and I'm good to go.
I don't think they're going to win by fucking 4 touchdowns.
Me neither.
It's just not – that's not like a classic Georgia
No,
situation.
And I look, we have seen LSU play well against Alabama, so it's possible. We'll see. How wild would that be if LSU beat Georgia?
It'd be pretty funny.
That would fuck up a lot of shit, dude. Where would Georgia go? All this other stuff. Look, it'll be fun all weekend, especially if Friday goes down. You have a loss Friday, and that chaos starts, and then you got that early Saturday morning game, and then this in the afternoon with LSU's got nothing to lose. This could be some fuckery afoot, dude, and I can't wait. Next up, we got UCF, who definitely didn't beat that team last week, against Tulane. This is at Tulane for what's the conference here you're in? American?
You know what it is.
I don't actually.
Yeah, you do.
It's the American Conference?
Yeah.
Okay. I just, you never hear about it, you know?
Tulane's pretty good.
We were literally in the playoff last year.
Isn't your quarterback banged up or some shit?
Yeah.
What playoff were you guys in last year?
Not us, Cincinnati.
Oh, that's right. That was another school. Yeah, I remember Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Cincinnati. Just don't remember these two. Weird. Look, Tulane -3.5. This is in New Orleans. This is basically a home game there. I watched the end of that UCF game last week. Mm-hmm. I actually bet on them against them the week before against Navy, where they lost, and then they almost lost to a 1-10 team last week. I am all in on Tulane this week. No reason to fuck with any of this, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a home game.
Yep.
For them, so.
And they've got a lot on the line here. They could actually get into a big 6 game, right? They're up for it.
Whoever wins.
Yeah. Tulane. This is their year.
10 win plus conference champion. Yeah, they'll be eligible for that.
Yeah. I've got Tulane in this game. Who do you got?
I'll buy a point and I'll take Tulane 2.5.
Odd thing here. I'm looking at this. Yulman Stadium? So they're not playing at the Superdome?
They have their own stadium.
Yeah, they have their own stadium. But it would be normal for them
in
to
New
play.
In New Orleans?
Yeah.
I've never been, actually.
It's nice.
They're on the total other side of the city.
Yeah. Okay.
Tulane's cool. Tulane's like, I would, if I could redo college again, I would put Tulane.
I had a buddy who went to Tulane from high school and he fucking loved it. He said it was the best. He was like, dude, I'm going to talk about really damaging your liver and fucked up. He was like, bro, it was intense. I understand that hype for sure. For sure. I'm taking Tulane. Are you taking D'Anthony?
I'm going to take Tulane, but I'm going to buy a point and make it 2.5.
Okay. Delco, this is your squad. What do you think here?
We're taking it.
UCF?
Yeah.
Nah, you guys look terrible the last couple weeks.
No, we haven't.
You lost last week.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did. That touchdown should not have counted.
It was,
you know,
literally a touchdown. He had his foot in.
He sure did not.
You need 1 foot in college.
He didn't have the foot in. The knee was out of bounds.
And then, so it's tied. We go to overtime.
Either way, it's a 1-10 team, and you lost to a 3-7 team the week before?
No, we didn't. Well, Navy.
Navy. It was 3-7.
Navy's different. And also, sure USF not. Is, you throw the records out.
Not when they're 1-10.
Rivalry game.
Every
rivalry
year, game. They're 1-10.
1-10, man. Now I'm all in on Tulane. This is a fun one. And I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it too. You know? Probably put it.
I'm not going to watch this.
I'm going to watch it. I'll have it on. I'll flip over from Georgia LSU.
No.
Yeah. I'll throw a little peeksies at it. Next up, we got Fresno State. Bulldogs against Boise State. This is Boise -3. Been listening to the show for years. You know where I'm going with this. You always bet on Boise. I got Boise State. Who you got, D'Anthony?
I don't care.
In Boise, by the way.
Yeah, it's sure. It's
Smurf
at home.
Turp. Home game.
It's at home. They're 8-0, and they've beat every team in the Mountain West, I think, this year. So Boise will probably win.
Yeah, they're 8-0. At home. Boise wants it. They got a fucking mean on. They can smell it. Smell that victory. They can taste it. Lick it with their tongue. All in on Boise. Always bet on Boise. Next up, we got Purdue. Boilermakers. Made it to the championship. At 8-4. It'll change next year when you got some good coaches on that side. Right now, it sucks. Against Michigan, another big boy spread here. Michigan -16.5. D'Anthony, what do you think here? Corum sits, right? So yeah. He's not even going to attempt it.
I wouldn't play him.
Me neither.
Against Purdue. Purdue's got a pretty good... Their passing game is pretty good. That's how they've been winning games, that and a tough defense. But it's not going to matter against Michigan.
I agree. Michigan's defense is good enough. I don't think it's going to matter. It's a lot of fucking points, though, in this.
16.5 is too much.
Because you wonder, how much does Michigan care when they just have to win? Right? When you just have to win by a touchdown, who gives a fuck? Just keep all your players healthy. Yeah. You got a ton of injuries anyways. Try to get those guys healed up for the playoffs. It doesn't even matter if you lose. Lose close. And yeah, Michigan wins this game, but 16.5 is
something to watch.
Too much for me.
Something to watch for is the live over under.
Yeah.
So there's a decent, like, if I'm Michigan, I'm going to try to come out and put 3 scores on the board as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal. And if you got to take some risks to get that done, do that and then kind of coast for the rest of the game. So if they get up big early, don't be surprised if the over-under goes up to like 65 or something like that. Yeah. You could probably take that under because I don't think they're going to keep pressing.
Me neither. And they'll probably pull everybody out in the fourth and rest them up for the playoffs. This is a live line bet. Let me ask you this. Do you take it up to 24.5 or 23.5?
No, because Michigan could.
They
could get up by like 24 to 30 in the first half and Purdue never score. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this could get nasty. Yeah, I agree. Last game of the evening here, and I don't know why. Why do they put Clemson against UNC on the night game? Like, your featured game is this?
And it's an East Coast game, too. It doesn't make any sense.
No sense whatsoever. None of these teams have anything to live for.
I mean, technically, Drake May is still in the conversation for Heisman.
No, that's all done.
It's all done. He's got 3,850 yards and 35 touchdowns. He's second in the nation in touchdown passes.
Playing to keep his ticket to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win the Heisman, but
probably not.
Do you think he gets invited? Let me ask you that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's still a big deal to just for a school to even get someone invited to be a Heisman finalist.
Because we know 3 people, right? Are we all in agreement that it's probably Caleb Williams wins? Stroud is probably 2. Blake Corum is probably going to get invited. Right?
I wouldn't be surprised if Hooker still got invited.
Same. What did he miss? 1, 2 games?
2 games.
It'll end up being
game
two,
and a half.
Yeah. 2, and most, and obviously, like, the conference championship game, that doesn't really count as a miss.
Right. Right. So is May the fifth guy then?
I think so.
I think it would be between May and Corum.
Yeah, and I also think that North Carolina is going to win this game.
Oh, God. I'm not doing that. I'm not living in that world. I watched them last week. They're fucking awful, man.
They're not great on defense, but they can score.
Yeah.
Clemson seems as back on their heels as they've been in a very long time.
Ukulele is one of the worst fucking quarterbacks that has been that highly touted I've seen in a long time.
There's no way.
Did you see his stats from last week?
Yeah.
That was the craziest fucking shit I've ever seen from one of the most highly recruited five stars ever.
8 for 29.
8 for 29 in that game.
For 99 yards.
Yep. Luff balloons, dude. 99. Luff balloons from that guy.
That's the problem going. Like, Clemson's got an elite defense. There's no question about that. But an elite defense, when your offense can't, we talk about this all the time, when your offense can't get possession time and take time off the clock, your defense ends up out there over and over and over again, and eventually you're going to get exposed, and North Carolina's got a pretty decent offense.
It's decent, but their defense is absolutely horrific. I think they keep this on the ground. I think Shipley runs them up. I'm going to take this down as a pick'em game, or down a 0.5, depending upon what that final spread is here when I bet this shit tonight. But I'm going to take Clemson in this. I still think they want to finish. I mean, this will keep them top 10 for the season and get them a decent bowl game.
I don't know.
Dabo cares.
I don't know if what does Clemson do with Ukulele
going forward? Like, I would start the Klubnik kid, but that's just me.
He's a junior, so he's still
right.
And do you do? And he's a junior that can play into his fifth year too because of the COVID year, right? So, you can't fucking give him another season. How do you do that? It's fucking terrible.
I'm with you. I think he goes elsewhere, you know, maybe ends up at a UCF or something like
that. I'm taking the North Carolina money line.
Against Clemson?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going Clemson in this one. And then next week is Army-Navy game. I always like to peek ahead. My favorite bet of the year, by the way, is looking at the over-under for Army-Navy. Without looking at it. Don't look at it. Are you looking at it?
Mm-mm.
Don't look at it. Okay. What do you think it is? If you were just to guess.
Doesn't matter. Took the under.
We know that. But what do you think the over-under is set at for that game right now?
Probably low 30s, 34, 35, something like that. Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Is it 30 and a half?
No. Dan got it. 33.5.
Mm-hmm. It's too high. Still too high.
That's a 17-17 game right there.
Do you want to hear some funny statistics?
Sure.
So, Navy's quarterback on the season is 42 for 91 for 787 yards on the season.
Oh, dude. When they played UCF, he had zero completions. It's the first time that a ranked team has been beaten. Zero completions.
Now, on the Army side, their starting quarterback is 18 for 36 on the season. As a team, they've only attempted 92 passes.
Oh, fuck, dude. It's so wild. So wild, man.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Yeah. 33 and a half. I know. Here's what I do every year to this game. Whoever is getting the most points, and it's always 2 or 3 points, right? It's never a big spread in this. I jack it up 7 the other way for whatever the underdog is, and I take the underdog, and then I jack up the over-under, so this will be going to 44 and a half, or 40 and a half, I can tell you that.
They're not scoring 40 points.
Nope, not a prayer. Not a prayer. But we'll chat about that next week. In the meantime, kids, go to mybookie.com, use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. Bet with us or against us. If you love our picks, go with us. If you hate our picks, well, bet against us. That's up to you. And then obviously go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Same with Spotify. Don't forget it. Just because it's Drinking Bros Sports, we still matter, damn it. We appreciate you tuning in. Looking forward to the games this weekend. NFL show will be tomorrow. For D'Anthony Holloway, and Ross Patterson. This is the College Football Championship Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.
goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.